The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
All this week, we're about getting you more bang for your buck. And today, it's Owen Curry, who is a travel and aviation journalist, who's taking your questions. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So many questions for you. We'll plow straight into them. Robert from Santry. Booked and paid for in full a flight, Aer Lingus and hotel, non-refundable, to Greece in early July. Paid in full in January of this year. A very expensive holiday. E-bookers informing me holiday payment is non-refundable. Should I contact Aer Lingus or the hotel in Greece directly?
I think it has to go back to e-bookers, Pat. And this will apply to a lot of listeners this morning. When you book through an intermediary, they are the ones that are in charge of your refund. The airline, in many cases, mightn't even have got the cash that you're asking for to get back. When e-bookers say that the flight is non-refundable, it's outside the law. EU 261 says it is refundable, and the Package Holiday Directive. The big question about that is how much the existing law, which is still in place, has been overtaken by events. All over Europe, there are voucher schemes being put in place. But in all of those cases, Pat, this is really important. It says that you're entitled to a voucher that you can use over a set period. It could be 5 years in the case of Aer Lingus or 1 year in the case of Ryanair. But the money is refundable at the end of it. The law still stands on that, the EU Commission says.
But if it says that the holiday itself, the hotel, is non-refundable, there's no protections there from the EU. It's just the flight is protected.
Well, everything is protected if you've gone through the formal system of a travel agent.
A travel agent?
The real problem is they're an online travel agent based outside the country. And many of the many messy cases have come that they have to go back to the country where the intermediary is registered. The reality is e-bookers are huge. They belong up there with Expedia, Airbnb. They're facing billions of dollars in refunds around the world, and they're saying they can't pay them. But another subtext to that is they'll be looking for aid from governments to help pay them, but they're also looking for time. I do expect this money will come back, but it will be a while before it comes back.
Next one, Leaving Cert students who booked a holiday to Mallorca leaving 5th of July. They now do not want to go. The balance of the payment is due next week. Are there any options? That's from Frank.
Not really. If you decide you're not going, you're pulling out of the contract. The old contract law, as you well know, Pat, is that if we cancel the flight, it's our problem. If the airline cancels the flight, they now have to give you a refund. Yeah. The date in this is a little bit of a problem because the flights to Mallorca are all cancelled at the moment. By the 5th of July, depending on the airline, it could be that they're moving. I would say that from July the 1st, Spain will be open for business. If you don't want to go, it'll just be treated as a normal no-show.
Okay, but if the flight is not going, then in that case, you're entitled to a refund. We've booked to fly with Ryanair to fly to Spain in August for a wedding. The wedding is now cancelled, but I'm pretty sure that the flight will go ahead. What options do we have with Ryanair?
There are some options that, there are flight change options being put up by Ryanair for particular routes and particular dates. The reality is the law is not on your side. You're treated as a no-show. But there has been a good deal of forbearance up till the end of September in the case of Aer Lingus with allowing date changes without a change fee. And Ryanair obviously returning in July, but anything prior to that, they were giving date changes. It is a question of manage my booking. Have a look at the options there. They're dealing with such a case, a load of cases, that it's unlikely, unless it's in your actual booking as an option to change the date or get a voucher, it's unlikely that you would be able to do so.
A flight booked with the travel agent was cancelled by WestJet, got a voucher for 13 months, has to be rebooked by next February. But the problem is they may not be flying into Ireland next year. What are our rights?
Your rights are that you were entitled to the refund. The entitled to the refund by a certain date is the one that's being called into question by events. You may have to wait to the end of the 13 months. 12 months is pretty standard for the North American airlines. Interesting development is that the United States Airlines went to the man we've just heard from, Donald Trump, looking for state aid. And one of the conditions on getting state aid to help them through the crisis was that they would refund people and not keep them waiting for 12 months. So United States Airlines went from being the worst in class to being the best in class about a fortnight ago. Canada, I'd expect that you won't have to wait for the 13 months. The Canadian government has been proactive in things like face masks, things like that. They will introduce something similar, but it hasn't been introduced as yet. Again, hold tight. You will get your money back.
Now, a general thing about people who've applied for refunds and they haven't got them, I mean, Ryanair are certainly saying it could take months and months, 7 million flights or whatever they have to refund or rebook or whatever. Is the same with most of the airlines, be it British Airways or Aer Lingus or whoever it might be? Are they all saying, listen, we'll do what we're supposed to do, but it will take time?
Absolutely. The case, the number, the size of the airline, I mean, the bigger the airline, the slower it's going to be. Ryanair had 10 million in March and it's 25 million by the put the summer ones through. There is another issue here, Pat, and the listeners will identify with it straight away. If you go into and look for a voucher or a change of date, the computer will allocate it. If you look for a refund, you're now into the issue of audit, money laundering. A human being has to intervene. And they don't have the human beings on the scale. They deal with 10,000 of these a month. They're now dealing with 10 million a month. So that has clogged the system beyond anything anyone would ever have expected. Some of the airlines have almost given up on, slowed it down so much. Some of them have done it at different paces. We're lucky in Ireland, I know it doesn't sound like to some of your listeners, that both our airlines are viable, have cash, and are both committed to honouring the obligation of refunding people. It's not true in every country.
We've paid $250 deposit to a Spanish campsite. They say that in line with their terms and conditions, they will not refund the deposit, so we will lose the lot. We've had no correspondence from Aer Lingus re our flights being cancelled. Can you advise, are we entitled to a full refund from the campsite? I don't know whether the campsite is open or not. And even if they're closed, I mean, do they have any obligation if their T's and C's say you don't get a refund come what may?
If this is booked as part of a package through a travel agent where everything goes through one payment, you now have someone to advocate this for you. There are a lot of campsites and hotels that are across Europe saying our terms and conditions say you lose the money even though you can't come. Obviously, you can't come. What you need is to represent your claim to them in the under local law if you've booked directly. I suspect that there are so many of these, Pat, that sounds pretty bleak, but I suspect there are so many of these. We will see intervention by the Spanish tourists who are very proactive in trying to reopen their country and preserve their reputation. And there are so many breaches of trust, if not contract, between the holidaymaker and the supplier right across Europe, that there will be some sort of intervention to say you can't escape under the T&Cs for a crisis like this. It's not ideal. It's another case of sit tight, but do not give up. Keep your reference numbers and supply them to flightrights.ie in case of anything to do with aviation, and the European Consumer Centre in terms of anything to do with accommodation booked separately. There will be probably payments at the end of this, and it may have to be government compensation because some of these places will not survive. Do not give up. You are entitled to your money back.
Now, this is a very interesting one. I have a holiday travel question. It's a bit different, says Pat in Monaghan. I have a triple room booked in Dublin City Centre Hotel for tonight and tomorrow and Sunday night. I booked through a booking site and the room was prepaid and non-refundable. The two other guests were flying over from the UK. The flight was cancelled and the suede gig we were going to was cancelled as well. The hotel is closed. They're not answering the phone or replying to emails. The booking site is ignoring my queries. Also, I've paid $360 for a room that is not available. I would like to know what my rights are. I did book a prepaid non-refundable room, but then COVID-19 happened. Now, that's a very interesting question because it's not like a no-show. The hotel itself is not supplying the service that was paid for. They're not available They're not open. They can't do it. And that's money. You know, it's fraud, basically, if you take it on its face value. Money was paid. No service is at all available.
You've hit the nail on the head. If the hotel was still open, the fact the gig was cancelled was not their problem. The fact the flight was cancelled was not their problem. When the hotel closes, they're now in breach of their side of the contract. The one key here is the booking site. I wonder, did you go through an intermediary? Did you go through one of the Opodos or Booking.com or someone else? Because now your dispute is with them. And it's, you know, to simplify it, follow the money. Where the money went first then goes on to the next. When you look for the refund, it's up to the people that you're looking for the refund from to chase the money back if it's gone on to an airline or hotel. It's not your problem. The real issue is that a lot of the intermediaries are playing hard to get, particularly those based outside the country, or they're saying they just can't pay. I mean, the bills are enormous. They're 2 billion euro in the case of Airbnb and something like 1.7 billion in terms of Expedia. But it's, your rights remain the same. And it's all a question of what forum these get decided in the end. The problem is, you know, if you're directly to deal with the hotel, it would be a lot easier than dealing through an intermediary.
Now, this one, a group of us were due to travel to Cologne this afternoon for a stag. Given the current crisis, it's not happening. However, Ryanair is still operating this flight as part of a limited schedule. We received an email yesterday telling us not to travel to the airport as we would be denied travel due to the fact that we're not German citizens, residents and don't work there. Getting a refund travel voucher for them, from Ryanair is very problematic. What are our rights? They would deny us travel, but won't compensate us as the flight is operating. That's from John and about 20 others in Donegal. Now, that's a very interesting question. They're saying the flight's going, therefore you're not entitled to compo, but if you turn up, you're not getting on.
Your email there is your ticket to bringing this on. What, in my experience, happens in these situations is the airline says, not our problem, go to your travel insurance. Travel insurance will say, okay, it's not our problem, go back to the airline. In the end, you have an email saying you're not allowed in. You will get your refund. The issue is it may have to be flagged in with European Consumer Centre or flightrights.ie. Flightrights.ie would probably be the forum here. But I leave it to listeners to imagine the number of claims that are going to flightrights.ie if Ryanair have got 10 million refunds a month to pay out. And there's so many variables and moving parts to all of it.
Now, Owen Corrie is helping us with a bang for your buck today. And we're trying to pick ones that might apply to other people as well so that the generic will answer a number of problems. I was travelling when the pandemic began. The hotel I was staying at closed while I was actually staying there. Expedia are giving me the runaround since I can't get an answer on the refund. The hotel emailed me saying they approved the refund and were waiting for a response from Expedia. Expedia say they're waiting for a response from the hotel. What can I do? Owen, please.
That is literally the 5 billion euro question. Because the scale of the bills, the refunds Expedia is facing. I suspect, as I've alluded to with the airlines, it's a matter of working through the refund process with all the safeguards that refund have as opposed to a rebooking or a voucher. Remember, if you opt to go for a date change or a voucher with an airline or an online tour operator, it's pretty simple. The computer does it. If you look for a refund, a human has to look for it. You will probably get the refund. The question is when.
Okay, this one is interesting because, again, it refers back to vouchers and how they can be used. If I take the Aer Lingus voucher that's been offered to me for flights for a family of five to Florida on the 20th of June, can I use it to book flights for the whole family, or can I only use that voucher for flights in my own name? I'll never use up to €3,700 on flights for myself. You have been offered a free change of dates and I would book for next summer, but the flights for next summer aren't up yet. What am I supposed to do? Are they flying to Florida during June? Will my flight be cancelled so I'll get a refund? How long does it take to issue those vouchers anyway?
Big question. The Aer Lingus system is famously, the back end is a very old system. The front end is quite a new system. They haven't got their summer 2021 flights loaded. Ryanair have, that's a hugely relevant to a lot of people throughout the length and breadth of the country, because being offered a flight in November for a July cancellation is no use. But a lot of people, and it's working through travel agents I'm in contact with, just say, let's do July next year. It's easy for hotels. It's easy for airlines. The problem with Aer Lingus is they're working to get it into the system, get those summer flights out in, and I'm not sure how long it will take. There also is, and this is not confirmed, there's also a very high likelihood the Miami end of that, not the Orlando end, but the Miami flights will not be returning next summer. So that, back to your question, your voucher will work it is transferable within the family. It's also 5 years. It's also 110% of the fare. Not everyone is giving 110%. Ryanair don't, for example. My instinct is to try and work, use the voucher, but I wouldn't have every confidence that your dates in July and your flights to Florida next year will operate. Remember also, and this is important, that Aer Lingus have very, very good co-chair agreements with airlines such as JetBlue. So even if the direct flights are not operating, they will get you to where you're supposed to go.
Okay. Now, Owen, we've only time for a brief answer on this one before the news, and it's this. My parents have travel insurance that predates the pandemic. I have travel insurance that is since the pandemic, so I don't have pandemic cover. But the insurers are not paying my parents for cancellations. Why not?
Not sure. Terms and conditions of COVID-19 wasn't mentioned in the original policies, but anything that relates to medical is definitely covered. I think they're playing a little bit hard to get on issues of cancellations. And the other issue that might be in there, if you don't have the flight disruption cover, your flight disruption won't be paid for. That's one of the get-out clauses that the travel insurance companies are using. Right. Flight disruption, if your covers the flights, COVID-19-caused disruptions will not be covered otherwise.
Okay, we'll have to come back to this, Owen. Maybe we'll invite you back next week outside of our Bang for the Buck series, because there are so many people who want answers. But Owen Curry, thank you very much.